Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner! We are back with more Power Rangers. Yes, this is the last Power Rangers we're doing for the September, I guess the month of September, even though we're in October. It was just a little late, sorry about that, but we'll be doing the horror comics proper next week, so look forward to that. Chapter 15. 3 years before arrival day. Nashville, Tennessee. All right, all the way to the lamppost. On your mark. Get set and go! Come on, come on. Go, training, go. It's catching up. Come on, you can make it. I believe in you. Go, go. Ugh. Foom. Ah! Oh, man, you were so close. If it had been a C-17, you totally would have had it easy. Want to go again? Kevin, need a second not to die. So Trini, I was wondering if maybe, do you want to be my best friend? Your what? I know you've only been here a few weeks, but you outrun airplanes. I mean, I didn't win. Who cares? I think you're the coolest girl in the world. Now, the planet Briel. Still nothing? No, First Regent. We've searched the entire sea pool. There's no sign of them. They must have perished in the fall. Empress Rita will not be pleased we're returning empty-handed. Come, we shall make peace with our ancestors on the trip to the temple. See? Told you we wouldn't die, and now... we can follow them all the way to Rita. So every time, every plan, you're just making it up? Right, because Sensei Kazu always said... sometimes confidence, not every time, is better than knowledge. Trini, you really got to get out of my head. You think I have a choice? Whatever this connection is, I'm getting all kinds of random thoughts. Like the name of your first dog, those rocks that look like styrofoam peanuts, and are you ever not hungry? Hey, if I feel hungry, that's because you being hungry is making me hungry. And this isn't easy for me, either. I suddenly can't stand the sound of Velcro, and I don't get... wait, you're in love with me? What? Love? No, no, no. But when you look at me, I feel... butterflies. Your heart's in your throat. You can't breathe. Then you start talking really fast. It's not love, Jason, okay? Maybe I had an inkling of a crush once, but... you told me what the putty mat thing said was... I've lived on 8 military bases in 15 years. My dad would get stationed here and there, just long enough for me to make a friend and then goodbye. So the idea of doing that with someone who is more than a friend... but these feelings, they don't... do what I do. Push them down. Trust me. They'll go away. Does it at least have a CD player? Cassette deck? I don't think I've ever actually seen one of those. Honestly, dude, who cares if it doesn't have rims or speakers or paint covering all of it? As long as it's got 4 tires, it only has 3. Whatever, it's freedom, man, which is more than I've got. Too bad you can't just use some of the crazy cool stuff in here, you know? The stuff in here? Yeah, a genius like you with some super advanced alien tech in your car. It'd pimp that ride pretty cool. God, please don't let us run into Matt tonight. Man, she's pretty. Ugh, she even smells pretty. He won't be there. He's probably out with Marlowe or something. Calm down. Remember what Bulk said. They're not dating, right? Be cool and smooth. I really dig the shape of your head. Really, mate? Huh? Oh, thanks. The shape of my head? Nice. Nailed it. Well, what do you expect? His name is Skull. Thanks, Bulk. This is going to be a night I'll never forget. Now that I think about it, God, please don't let us run into Matt. Oh, okay, hold on. Gonna try that one again, guys? This is going to be a night I'll never forget. God, please don't let us run into Matt. Now that I think about it, Kimberly Skullovich has a pretty nice ring to it. Foosh! Winner! Again! Kim, why the heck aren't you starting for our football team? It's like 8 in a row. 9, actually. What can I say? I've got a good feeling about tonight. So next up is the Devil's Catapult, then we ride the Sky Swatter, then Demolition Derby. This is all awesome, but have you, like, done this before? Huh? Yeah, once, but this time I'm getting it right. You don't see any corn dogs around, do you? Skull, you sucker. Yeah, I think they're over here somewhere. The Black Lock. My grandmother told me about a thief who once slipped past our defenses and tried to decipher the combination. The guards found him wandering, scribbling numbers in the sand, quite mad. Of course, anyone who handles the lock will forfeit their wits. Which is why I will never touch it. Kathoom! My grandmother also told me that inside the temple was a labyrinth with burning walls and carnivorous floors. A place that once you entered, a person never leaves. That's nonsense! It's far worse than that. First Regent, establish a perimeter. If anything gets past you, your lives are forfeit. Oh, it's too late for that, my naive warrior queen. Can't you see that we're already surrounded? These vile creations are yours, yes? Can't you simply command them to stand down? I built this temple to fight everything and anything, even myself. If any of you make it out of here alive, I will be supremely disappointed. Finster says you're suggesting we overthrow our queen? You know, I don't think I've ever been in your room before, Goldar. It's very pointy. Explain yourself, Babu, or you'll never leave it. I'm suggesting nothing, merely asking questions. Like, when was the last time we actually won a battle? Can you even remember? You dare insult the queen to whom I've given my blood oath? I should separate your traitorous head from the rest of your pathetic body right now. I know what an oath means, Goldar. I've given one myself and paid the price. You barely know the meaning of the word loyalty. Not true. Long ago I swore to obey the great and wise Ponji King, but when Rita arrived with her army, his wisdom turned to madness. I begged him, bend the knee, save our people, but he would rather his entire kingdom turn to ash than be seen as a coward. So when he commanded I create a potion that would make his army invincible, I did the only thing I could. I turn them all to stone. I will never sacrifice my life for another stupidity. Perhaps you're not the fool we always took you for. Say I did feel our Empress was unfit. How might you go about removing her?
Simple, the same way I dealt with my king.
So this has been really fun. Maybe the best date I've ever been on. You mentioned that several times. Have you been on a date as good as this? Are you okay? I'm fine, I just haven't been on a date this fun. When I asked you out, I knew it was a long shot. I mean, you're you, and I'm, you know, but I was hoping you were maybe over Matt. He and I are done, Skull. It's over.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, what does this tell you?
Yeah, no.
Wait, seriously, you're saying no to...
Kimmy, I've dreamt about this moment for a really long time. Granted, we're usually on a flaming Harley, but I can't kiss you. Not like this. It's not. You know, when my dad left, my mom said she was fine because she didn't want to freak out me and my brother, but she had that look. Like she was beating herself up in her own head. And no matter how much she said she was fine, she just wasn't. I don't know what happened with you and Matt, but if you want to talk, can you just take me home, please?
It would appear we're finally nearing the end of your violent decorations, just as you're running out of soldiers. They died to provide you disappointment.
Ah!
As you and I may be walking out of here after all. You fight bravely, Warrior Queen. You remind me of me. Thank you. Over the years, I've done all that my station requires. Safeguarded this temple, ruled over this planet, but now I want a war. To fight with you at your side. My skills are wasted here. I swore I would never bow to anyone.
But I bow to you, Empress. She will only stab you in the back, Khedri filth. Just as she did me. I've waited 10,000 years to see you again, Rita. Welcome home! Flakum! What manner of creature is this? This is Montar. He was once a valiant warrior, but he plotted to betray me. As punishment, I bound his spirit and forced him to guard this place for all eternity. He is easily dealt with, but I need a moment. Step aside, child. The witch and I have unfinished business. Then a moment you shall have. In death, this place makes me faster and stronger than I ever was in life. Ugh! I'm sorry your story ends this way. And I'm sorry I didn't release you from this prison earlier. The Briel helmet, but your services are no longer required. Farewell, Montar. Come along, Adriel. We're almost there.
Do you always sing that song in your head when you walk? Because I don't think the lyrics are Chickens in Space.
Yeah, so that bad plan I made fun of earlier? I think it actually worked.
Oh great, this is so much worse than I'd imagined.
So all we have to do now is sneak past an alien army and into the depths of a spooky temple where our evil arch nemesis is, all without, you know, dying.
What was that?
Which part? The alien army or a spooky temple?
When you said dying, why did your mind suddenly shift to your dad's sick?
Trini, please, I don't really want to talk about this.
Jason, how long have you... Why didn't you tell anyone?
I tried. I did. I thought if I said anything, it would, I don't know, make it real.
It's just every day it feels like things get crazier and crazier. And it's weird, the big stuff, the putties and the monsters and Rita, I can handle that. But the other stuff, I just feel powerless with Matt or your family, or you. I'm so busy trying to hold things together, I just don't know what to do.
Oh, look at that.
Finally, we are here. And what dark protections does this area possess? A fire-breathing dragon with three heads, perhaps?
Montar was the last precaution. Have no fear, we are quite safe. Empress, if this weapon of yours is as formidable as you say, why not simply use it instead of hiding it here? Because I'm afraid of the influence it might have over me if I tried. They never have stopped searching for it, but this planet, for reasons I neither understand nor have been able to duplicate, provides a natural camouflage. Now behold, the Dragon Power Coin. A weapon so powerful it will make its wielder unstoppable. The time has finally come for it to give me what I need. The ability to destroy the Power Rangers once and for all.
Chapter 16. Over 10,000 years ago. Everyone makes mistakes, Lorien. Mine was trusting a thief like you with such an important task. Yours was imagining you could ever double-cross me. Hand over the item, now.
You lied to me, Empress. You said no one would care what I was stealing, that Ninjor wouldn't even notice. But as you can see, I noticed. The coin is mine now, and the only person I'll be handing it to is the highest bidder. Yeah! How disappointing.
The power coins are some of the strongest weapons in the universe. It takes someone very special to wield it properly. You were doomed the moment you morphed.
Empress, please forgive me. I was merely tempted. Of course I'll give you the coin. Just please don't kill me.
Lorien, you've served me too long. I could never kill you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No, you did bring me the coin. I should reward you. You wanted to be with it so badly.
I'll take you both to a place where you can be together forever.
Briel, present day. I count 37.
Yeah, I tried, but all I could hear was you counting in your head, and it threw me off.
Rangers,
Thanks to Billy and Alpha, I believe we've discovered a way to teleport through the interdimensional interference. However, our window is short. If you haven't located Rita, we should bring you home now.
We have Zordon, and we've got the perfect plan to get to her, find out what she's up to, and get back safely. But we might need a little help.
I can still read your mind. You absolutely don't have a plan.
Confidence before knowledge, remember? I'm just doing what you would do. Besides, we're not leaving here without finding out what Rita's up to.
High Regent, march the men back to the city. You will be in command until I return.
It's an honor, Your Highness.
If you fail in my absence, you will watch as your family pays the price.
That will not be necessary, Adriel. You will not be accompanying me back to Earth.
But I don't understand. Have I not proven myself at every step?
Empress, I can help you.
Yes, by remaining here. This planet is special. Stay. Prove you can protect it, and when the time is right, I will call upon you. If that is your decision. Snap.
Fazam! Shakal!
Ah! I had honestly hoped it wouldn't come to this. I would have preferred to fight at your side, to learn from you before, well, taking over. But I simply can't allow you to leave with a weapon of such potential. Especially after all the men I've sacrificed over the years trying to break into that temple and acquire it. Thank you for finally bringing it to me.
My queen, look!
I'm only gonna say this once. I've got no quarrel with you, but Rita has things she has to answer for. Hand her over, or I'll take her.
How cute! Someone fetched that fool's helmet from my trophy chamber.
Careful, warrior queen, that is a Power Ranger. Are you certain your men are up to the task?
Men, full attack!
I can handle this hobbled old woman all by myself.
Greater than you have tried.
Okay, that's a lot of bad guys. Alpha, I'm ready.
Send in the cavalry.
Rangers, to the rescue.
Whoa, that is a lot of bad guys.
See, who says Zordon never lets us do anything fun?
Does anyone else feel funny?
Where's my bow?
Oh, wow, Kimberly, I'm just gonna say it. I look awesome.
Holy cow, Zach, a chromatic inversion. You know what could be causing this is...
Whoa, do I get a bow and arrow?
Yup, new weapons come with the outfits.
Hey, team, looking good.
We need to split these guys up, divide and conquer.
Exactly.
It may take you all a second to get used to the change, but... I'm fighting aliens on another planet.
I'm fighting aliens on another planet with an axe.
That's also a cosmic cannon.
Fazam!
This is the greatest day of my life. Okay, maybe it won't take a second.
Are we certain that's Billy?
Zach, you might actually want to hit the big one. I'm trying, Kim. I'm really trying.
How do you hit stuff with this thing?
Actually, Alpha, you got the teleporter warmed up?
Affirmative, Kimberly.
Great, I'm sending you coordinates.
Zach, you think you can hit that tree?
Probably not, but let's see.
Alpha, now! Fa-voom! Fa-wonk!
Whoa, where'd you come up with that?
Moment of inspiration. Now, come on.
We've got a battle to win.
You saw what I did to your men before. Do you honestly wish to suffer the same fate?
Empress, you really should have taken me with you.
It would have been an honor to overthrow you.
You know, I always wondered how I would fare against the mighty Rita Repulsa, the majestic sorcerer and conqueror of worlds.
Frankly, seeing you in action, I'm slightly disappointed. I guess the centuries are finally catching up with you.
Kim, you got any idea where those arrows appear from?
I stopped asking a long time ago. Jason, have you tried communicating with these creatures? They might.
Just swing away, Billy.
Guys, Rita's the real target. Every second we're distracted, she could escape. We need to end this now and bring out the big guns.
What are you all looking at me for?
Follow the leader.
Come on, let's finish this.
Man, I hope I don't do this out of order.
Power axe! Power bow!
Power daggers! Power lance! Power sword!
It's a little hard to do since they're all mixed up, guys. Power Blaster! Last chance. Give me the weapon and I'll let you keep one of your hands. Sweet child, you talk more than I do. All right, ladies. Fight's over. Weapons down, hands up. Don't make us do something you'll regret. Ah, the Power Rangers! Your reputation precedes you. When I'm finished with Rita, we'll see how good you really are. Why don't we see now? Fazam! Ah! Thump! So, Rita, what do you say? You gonna come quietly or end up in a wall? Thank you for your intervention, Rangers. She had grown quite irritating. Unfortunately, I have no intention of coming quietly. I have other matters to attend to. You're more than welcome to take a shot. Okay. Fazam! I've seen that trick. You'll have to do better when we next meet. We'll try that one again. I've seen that trick. You'll have to do better when next we meet. You should know I take no pleasure in what's to come. There are lines even I prefer not to cross. Farewell. Well, that was cryptic. Yeah, and what's really scary, I actually kind of believe her. I am victorious! We are? I mean, of course you were. I never had a doubt, my queen. I'm surprised to see the palace is still standing in my absence. I claim your evilness. Squat, Babu, prepare a feast like none before it. It's time we celebrated properly. Right away, my queen. Are we still doing this? I'm scared. Babu? I leave it up to you, gentlemen, but either way, I have preparations to make. Guys, I have to ask, besides the color switch thingy, did anyone else feel different? I mean, I don't want to say I felt a little smarter, but the only thing I felt was more fluorescent. Zordon, we failed. We tried to discover what Rita was up to, but by the time we got there, we just couldn't get close enough. And then when we faced her, I'm sorry. Jason, the only thing that matters is that you all survived and returned home safely. We will deal with Rita and her plans when the time comes. But Zordon, however that planet warped our connection to the Morphin Grid, when I was near Rita, I felt something. A power. It was familiar, but different. I don't know. Whatever Rita went there for, it's coming for us. Wait, what? You went out with Skull? A Balkan Skull? Like, on a real date? I did, yeah. And to be honest, Heart, I want to talk to you right now. What happened between you and my little buddy, huh? Bulk, nothing. Nothing, huh? He wouldn't say, but I knew it. You turned him down, didn't you? That boy worshipped you and you broke his heart. You know what? I'm going to make it my mission. Actually, Bulk, if you have to know, we had a great time. But when I made a move, Skull turned me down. Because he's actually a gentleman. Happy? Wait, Skull shot you down? All right, Scully boy, did everyone hear that? Okay, I'm gonna need some massive details. Finster, pass
the equi... Oh, wow. Goodness gravy, these... Finster, pass the equition snail pie!
Squad ate them all.
I only had three. Finster had...
Will you stop arguing, you morons? This is a celebration. In fact, a toast to our glorious future. I am done playing Zordon's little game. It's time for something different. And we will do it all together.
Stop, my queen. Babu has betrayed you. Your drink has been poisoned.
Is this true, Babu? Have you all been plotting against me?
Cheers! No!
My queen, we were telling the truth.
Why would you do that?
Thank you, Babu. Excellent work. I live to serve your evilness.
Grr, I don't understand. Wait.
Excuse me. Wait. All of this, it was a test? I asked Babu to find out which of you were truly loyal. For we are about to embark on a bold new journey. The creation of a Green Ranger. So on our little road trip, I have to say, you being in charge, you were kind of a badass. You gunning for my job? I don't know, if the suit fits. Speaking of which, so that other thing that kind of happened between us and that place, did you totally hate it? No. Did it seem like I did? Because I didn't hate it. Quite the opposite. In fact, I was wondering if maybe that meant you and I, we were... I don't know what it means.
Me neither.
So maybe we just keep it between us and see what happens? That's exactly what I was gonna... Wait, you're not still in my head, are...
No, definitely not.
Oh, thank God.
You think it's a librarian?
No, Zach, what I'm saying is, whoever covered for Jason and Trini uploaded those research papers from a school portal. I'm gonna use this terminal to discover their identity.
Cool, well, whoever they are, at least they're on our side.
Yeah, for now.
But how did they even figure out who we are?
It's actually quite simple, William Cranston.
Zach? You found them already?
Actually, they found us. I am pleased to see Jason and Trini have returned from their journey. I hope that I was helpful.
Dude, can he hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, cool. So, who are you?
Have no fear, Zachary Taylor.
I am an old friend.
Oh, man, it's Alpha, but not Alpha. Interesting. Okay, back to school. So, yeah, we are doing this one.
Oh, guys, have I got a story for you.
Yeah, it's called How I Spent My Spring Break.
This might be a gag comic, so, you know, just bear with me. Or you can check out the next installment in November.
We'll be keeping you up with Power Rangers. We'll definitely be doing the Green Ranger in November. There's no doubt about it. I know you guys want to get started with the Green Ranger, and I'm really excited about that because I haven't actually read those books. Not that many of them. So, can't wait to bring you that. But first, I know this might be weird, but I just wanted to say I missed you guys. I know it was just a week, but...
Oh, Zach, that might really be the longest we've ever gone without fighting one of Rita's monsters, let alone without one another.
Hey, for all we know, she may take a sabbatical in her Madonna bikini top, sunbathing on Saturn.
Nah, Zordon would have told us.
Speaking of, Billy, did you really have a whole week of peace and quiet?
No such thing.
You guys were out volunteering while I was trapped in Angel Grove, but look, my doodling skills are now solidly +3.
Did you notice Kim kind of did she alluded to the fact that Rita's actually kind of hot.
He's like, come on, she's in a Madonna bikini top sunbathing on Saturn. And there's a little cheeky grin there. Come on now, she's alluding to something.
What did you get up to, Kimberly?
Oh, I know what I've been up to, so I want to hear what you've been up to.
Trini, you've had no cell service for a whole 168 hours. This is an era of instant gratification, re-technological communication. I need updates.
You know, a lot of the characters seem really manga.
More manga than usual.
Well, I learned to pickle eggplant to make mokdos. Mokdos? I don't know what that is. Which I will thoroughly expect at the next study session. And you... You look really debonair for a guy who doesn't look like he slept for 7 days, and...
Jason, is that a blush?
Mr. Jason Lee Scott, what in the name of color-coordinated super-soldierdom did you get up to that makes you look so bashful?
This is embarrassing, but, I think it would be good to share with you guys.
Please. I learned what my favorite dinosaur is, and I just gotta tell you guys all about... Angel Grove Children's Center. The Micropachycephalosaurus. ASL is my language credit, American Sign Language. It's brilliant, and I know it's not my strongest subject, but I thought I could, you know, put my training to other people's use. So I volunteered as a teacher's assistant. I'd like you all to meet Jason, a student teacher from Angel Grove High School. Good morning. I have a very... student for you, Eliza Reyes, or Eliza Reyes. She lost her hearing recently while on a dig in the desert with her father.
Wow, that's interesting.
I'd like you to work with her one-on-one. You need help with karate, volleyball, basketball, mountain biking, scuba diving, soccer, weightlifting. I gotcha. Punks, putties, pig monsters from outer space. They aren't so much dead meat as a great afternoon protein shake. But something like this with Eliza, where everything depended on her uncertainty, on her happiness, something where I couldn't train harder. I couldn't push myself further. I felt like such a failure. Bring! I'm sorry, Miss Effendi. I should resign. I'm just useless here. Jason, your signing has improved immensely in just 1 week. You get along with the children. You make them laugh. Not Eliza. When you came here, Jason, you were an undefeated teacher. You're proud of your abilities, but our abilities aren't our identities. I came here to learn as much as I did to teach, and to do that, I have to put my ego aside. Teaching is about my students' growth, not my own pride. Eliza, I thought we'd try something new today. Why don't you tell me about something you love? Eliza, these are excellent. I know this kind. It's, Rex? It's spelled Tyrannosaurus Rex, and it's a bully. This is my favorite. I don't know this one. What are they called? She didn't falter. Once. Not once. Instead, I was the one at a loss for words. The Micropachycephalosaurus. The Micropachycephalosaurus? What's your favorite dinosaur? Eliza. I think this dinosaur is my favorite, too. Washington, D.C. Oh, man. Going to meet the president? Jason, that was so sweet. Heh. I promised my thrilling spring break saga of federal legislation on residential and small business insurance reform would be a palate cleanser then. Zach, over here! It was going to be a week following paperwork, but it would broaden my horizons, not to mention my CV, and my brother had an IN. Not my idea of fun in the sun, but at least I get to experience this exotic thing East Coasters call seasons. The new vote is scheduled for Friday at 11 in the morning. Did someone get me those new numbers? You're right on time. The senator will be here faster than an intern's heart rate, and Senator Kamiko, please meet Zach, my little brother. A pleasure to meet you, Zach. Benjamin is my right-hand man. We'll get the insurance reform through, Senator. I know we can. Zach is the ace in my sleeve. Benjamin, I know the position is an honor, and I really appreciate you helping me out, but Zach, the work we are doing here is not glamorous. There's no ticker tape parade, no screams from the crowd, no applause from cheerleaders, no thumbs up from the buddies in the hallway. Even if you do it right, you get no reward. If you do it right, you usually just make even more enemies. But these reforms are vital, Zach. The senator's proposal failed once before on a technical point because of a filing error, and the next vote is final. If this fails again, the bill is dead, and Senator Kamikawa's career might be as well. These people lost their homes, their livelihoods, and the insurance companies refused to pay out. These people chose to live in Angel Grove, and they could always move, say insurance adjusters. We cover acts of God, not acts of Power Rangers. Ooh. Leave that to me. I think I have a plan. I couldn't solve this problem as a Power Ranger. I couldn't crash my Zord down in the middle of the house and demand a vote. The Power Rangers battle with Rattlesnake, wasn't at 216 Montrose. It was 260 Montrose. How do you know that? Twitter. I couldn't appear before the Supreme Court in costume and give testimony against Rita. I couldn't fight insurance companies in hand-to-hand combat. I couldn't box a bill or fight a filing. The good fight isn't always cool or exciting or rewarding. Honestly, for most people, I don't think it ever is, but it has to be done. The vote's today. The senator's got everything she needs. Wake up, Zach. It's coming to a vote. And the immense work and hundreds of thousands of hours from dedicated staff and volunteers who believe that we cannot abandon our own people when they find themselves in peril. Well, Senator, congratulations. The bill has passed. We got the votes! We got the votes! Victory! Zach, this isn't the end of the good fight, but it's a good beginning. Northern Baja, California. Oh, Zach, you helped so many people. Ah, Trini, it isn't the end. It's not a competition for that matter either. Good's good, wherever you do it, whoever or whatever you do it for. Funny you should say that, Zach, because I spent my week at the Northwind Ranch. We gotta raise funds for this new location. Half these fences are falling down at the first burst from the Santa Ana's. The horses are all rescues. Found neglected, found starving. Here, they get a second chance. I loved all of them. Shamrock and Aristotle and Onyx. But my favorite of all was Pineapple. Trini, the storm blew down the fence in the eastern paddock. Pineapple's missing. We split up to search the canyons, but even after we agreed to turn back, I kept going. I can't describe it, but I knew she was close. I knew she had been there. Pineapple! I'm coming! Saber-toothed tiger! Get away from her! Okay, Trini, careful now. It's so high. Whee! Yip, 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 yip. Pineapple. Ow! Kafoom! Pineapple, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to... Ow! There was no cell service, and if anyone was close enough to hear the whistle, they would have come running. But I couldn't leave her. There were so many coyotes and wild dogs. I hear them every night at my place. If they wouldn't attack a full-grown horse, they'd definitely try their luck on a trapped and wounded mare. And, oh, it was one brutal climb back up. There was only one way out. Getting hurt over and over by the very creature you're trying to help. Knowing that they can't understand, that you can't explain that you're there to save them. This might have been the worst thing I've ever felt. Ah! I could have left her. The coyotes were coming back. Onyx was tied up there all alone. I thought, no one would blame you if you left Pineapple behind. She was just a mare, not a person. But that's just it. She was a mare, not a person. It's in her nature to bite and kick when she's scared or hurt. But I'm a person. I'm a human being. I had the choice. And so I had the responsibility. She thought I was trying to hurt her, like those people hurt her. And I might have if I wasn't careful. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry someone did those things to you. I will never let anything hurt you again. I know you can't understand me, but I will never leave you. And I will get you home. Cocoon! We'll both be better and stronger together. Trini, wow. Seriously, who wants to follow that act? What about you, Billy? Study time? If only. Give me putties. Give me PE. Give me the Birch and Swinnerton Dyer conjecture. But please, do not give me public speaking. And yeah, the Skyler Street Food Festival. They said, now Billy, your mother and I think you spent too much time with your books and math and science fiction. You need to get out of your Twilight comfort zone. You won't be able to get into an Ivy League school unless you've got more volunteer work on your... Bunch of foreigners and they want to let more in. Not in my backyard. I'm probably the first person whose lucky charm is a ranger suit underneath their threads. But hey, whatever gets you through talking to several hundred sweaty, hungry, impatient strangers. Whoa, la! I figure it'll get me through anything. Except maybe this. What have I done? Hey. Don't talk about yourself that way, please. I'm Billy. Nazik, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at the people stuff. You new to the neighborhood? Heh, did the Scottish accent tip you off? I gotta admit, I was thrown when you didn't deep fry something. My parents signed me up for all this, too, and I know they're counting on me, but hey, you don't get the blue shells when you're already winning at Mario Kart. And while I'm awful at big events, I'm not great at taking risks or the talking to strangers who are having emotions thing. I'm supposed to go up and talk to the crowd. I know how the locals talk about us, and my mom works so hard so she could afford new clothes for us. Make a good impression. They're all counting on me, and now I'm going to look like some dirty, clumsy donkey.
Oh, how could I be so stupid? It's all right. Some locals have already given us a warm and reeking welcome with a very original doorbell trick. I know they don't want us here. They think we're trash, and my parents and my sisters, they're all depending on me to be perfect. The others here can be as rude and nasty as they like, but if we slip up once, just once... Hey, I know I'm not saying anything you don't already know, but those guys, they're the trashy ones. And for this right here and now, I think we might be in the same teeny tiny rowboat in the path of the giant industrial strength tidal wave. I think I might be able to be of service. I can ask for your forgiveness or your permission if you catch my extremely mysterious drift. You should choose the Shakaria? It will go farther. Up next with Syrian cuisine. Yeah, I know how to say that word. Up next with Syrian cuisine. Ooh, something smells good. Billy Cranston and Nazik Al-Khoury. Hope you're smoother on the Enterprise than you are with the alien babes, Captain Klutz. What a goober. Ladies and gentlemen, please. It was only an accident. This young man was helping me share my family's culture with all of you. Please don't scold him. We are new to your community, but we are proud to be here today and grateful to find friends among you. We came here to build better lives, and together I know we shall all find a happy future. So patient, putting on that brave face. So graceful that girl was. You should be very proud of your daughter. I don't know college professors that would have taken a spell like that without batting an eye or losing their temper. Where did you say you were from? What was that lovely dish on stage? I can't believe it worked. Good call on the Shakaria. Somebody will correct me in the comments. Good call on the pratfall. Are you sure you didn't miss a vocation as a stuntman? Nazik, did you hear how well Baba said you did? I thank you, Billy Cranston. That was really generous. I know you said you weren't the risk-taking type, but thank you. The Heart Residence, the first Friday of spring break. Oh, I get it. Billy got the meet cute adventure while I was the one stuck studying. You guys got to see the world, try new things, influence federal policy, and almost get eaten by coyotes. Or coyotes, whatever. Meanwhile, my parents suddenly discovered their darling daughter had nothing to do and so decided to overcompensate for the past 9 months with a little helicopter parenting. No way was I going to let that time go to waste when I could be training. Kimberly Hart's Guide to Breaking and Exiting. One wardrobe. Dress in purple, navy, or olive green, not black. Purple, navy, and olive blend to shadows, night sky, and foliage. While black makes Miss Nosy next door call the cops because she thinks someone's trying to burgle the place. Don't dress in camo or you'll disappear. Clean up if possible. If you're covered in rock dust from a pterodactyl pulverizing boulders for sport, it's going to look weird and you'll smell weird. Don't be weird. Saturday. The funny thing is, a year ago. 2. Groundwork. Establish plausible deniability. So if you're caught coming in, it doesn't seem out of the ordinary. Say you're going for a walk in the evening a few times and really do go for a walk. Walking is good for you and can help mitigate heart disease, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. A little bit of truth improves a white lie. If you say you're going for a quick run to clear your head during study breaks, then there's a precedent for why you're suddenly coming in at 3 a.m. from training to fight intergalactic monsters. I never would have snuck out like this. Especially with my parents finally giving me more attention than the slowly withering houseplant in the corner. 3. Route. Plan your method of entry and exit. Which stairs squeak? Is the bush under your window a big, angry... Pyracantha, a shrub hungry for your blood? Are you going to trip neighbor's cat at 2 in the morning and will its yowling summon every cop from here to Zimbabwe itself? Walk your chosen route when there's no one around to see if there are any jinxes you need to avoid. Sunday. Every 6 months ago, I would have kissed a putty on the mouth for so much as a go do your homework, Kimberly. Especially from my dad. Monday. But now it's all phoned in, this, you need to study. Me saying this makes up for 9 months of benign neglect. Tuesday, T,
too little, too late, and I've got bigger fish to fry. Wednesday, because here's my dark secret. I love being a Power Ranger. Don't abuse your power. If you sneak out and go to a party, you're going to get caught, and it'll be impossible to train. Somebody's always on social media taking pictures and tagging people, and somebody always talks. Even if you don't get caught, Veronica is going to spill her guts the second her mom looks in her direction. And she's going to name you too. Because if she says mom like everyone was there, then it mitigates her crime. Or so she thinks. Right until her mom calls all the other moms and gets all the other daughters in trouble. Trust me on this. Also, moms can, like, smell guilt. Stick with your Zord for maximum victory. Robots never narc. 5. Don't lock your bedroom door. There is seriously no faster way to make your mom and dad think you've been literally kidnapped. And that is stress we super duper do not need, right? Panic. Thursday. I love my friends, I love my Zord, and when you see everything from above, all the people, all the animals, everything Rita is trying to destroy. Friday, when you see how big and beautiful the whole ugly, stupid world is, you can't help but fall in love with it, too. Being a Power Ranger shows me the world, makes me love everything in it, makes me want to protect everything here. How couldn't you love that? How couldn't you love, oh, frick, everything? Out for a walk? My left foot. Like I didn't watch you grow up in front of my own two eyes. Like I haven't watched your ears turn red when you lie ever since you were 4 years old and ate all the leftover peach cobbler. Like I didn't hear those gymnastics champ joints pop when you climbed through the window. You're lucky you only did this once. With this much study prep for the next month, I hope you learn your lesson. Yes, Mom. I learned that a good trick can still get played once too often. Wow, I'm going to go on record and say it early. Kimberly Hart, you would make a magnificent supervillain. Hey, you're the one aiming to be the politician, Mr. Man of the People. Also, Billy, I was 1000% not kidding about the Syrian cuisine. Please bring snacks next Thursday. Will I be cooking for the two of us, or will Pineapple be joining? Bzzz. It's bonkers how quickly I forgot this thing after a week without it, and Alpha? Rangers, this is the Alpha, excuse me, this is Alpha and the Zord Bay. We've got trouble. Make it double. That's a joke. I've only had virgin pina coladas. What do you say after a week apart? You ready to get back in the 80-foot tall saddle? Go, go, Power Rangers. Okay. Go, my Animonstro. Suck all of Angel Grove into your whirlpool. The only thing getting washed up and hung out to dry is Rita's monster. You're not gonna touch any of those people, not with me playing defense. The good fight just got a mammoth of a lot better. I've got you covered from the air, Zach. I'll keep the sushi platter rolled up in knots. None in the hand versus two, also not in the hand. Getting a little frustrating for you there. Enemena kapoop? What? Okay, she's trying to say anemoninkapoop. And, whoops, it's learning. No way I'm making the same mistake twice. Change of plans, Kim? Hey, there's an opening for a fresh attack. 48%, 52% chance of success, but nothing. The Cretaceous Cavalry's here. I've got you, Billy. No fear, no crunch. Gasp, can't reach, weapons down, but not comms. It's not up to you, Jason. Trust them. Put your pride aside. Trini, you've got to take the shot. Jason? Warg! I'm trapped. No, Trini, don't panic. I'm not the one who's trapped. The monster is. Crunch! It's trapped by its very nature. It can only swing, bite, or inhale. But I have the choice. I can do anything. Rangers, we need Megazord power now! All together? And together for all. It's charged up, not fast enough. Urgh! Everybody ready? No matter what, charging power now! Open fire! Time for a new recipe, Billy. This fish is fried. Get it? That was incredible. Like we never took a break. Like it was no time at all. I was thinking something back there. All of us, we were chosen. The best of us isn't because of the suits, the Zords, the power coins, any of it. The best of us is because of who we are. What we do when we can. Kim, you've got a mind like a steel trap when your back's against the wall. Trini, you can be so bold and ferocious when someone you care about is in trouble. Zach, before any of us acted, you knew what had to be done. Protected the innocent before pursuing the guilty. And Billy, you changed my outlook today, not just for your intelligence, but for your generosity. Your ability to reassess and understand others. You're not too bad yourself, mister. It's not about my own pride. I mean it, though. I really do. What we each shared today, what those stories prove, there's no doubt in my mind. While we're at our strongest together, we'll always find a way to grow, learn, change, and do our best to help other people. No matter where we are, how we dress, what we have, and who we have. We're Power Rangers, now and for always. End. The Price of Ambition. Okay, so these seem to be like side stories, and I'm not really sure like how far some of this is gonna go, but we do have to cover kind of these side stories because they are, I mean, they're part of it. And then of course we've got to do, what is it, I think maybe two more issues and we'll be done. But all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I mean done with the Go-Go Power Rangers. We'll be back on the actual official Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So the art may look a little different, but it's definitely in order with the timeline. That's just how we're going to be doing things. All right, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Power Rangers in November. Stay tuned, guys, and may the power protect you.